Hello everyone, I am Dr. Lohit Reddy. I'm a consultant radiation oncologist at HCG Cancer Centers, Bangalore. And I am here today with the latest episode of Know It to Beat It, a podcast by HCG, the specialist in cancer care. You all know that radiation therapy is one of the main treatments for cancer. But do you know that nearly two-thirds of cancer patients need radiation therapy for their cancer treatment to be very successful? Today, we as oncologists treat and manage cancers a lot differently than we did a few years ago. Now, cancers are treated with a multidisciplinary approach, wherein specialists from multiple disciplines come together to understand every cancer case thoroughly and recommend the best possible treatment plan that could include one or combination of different treatment modalities such as surgery, radiation, and chemotherapy. Radiation therapy or radiotherapy is one such treatment modality with a significant role in cancer management, with advantages like improved accuracy, reduced side effects, and faster recovery. Radiation therapy as a cancer treatment approach is gaining more prominence than ever because of the technology involved and the expertise involved in getting trained at the most advanced treatment strategies. Today, let us understand radiation therapy as a treatment modality for cancer. Radiation therapy is a procedure wherein the oncologists use high-energy X-rays, photons, protons, and carbon ions to be delivered to the tumor using a specialized treatment platform known as linear accelerators. These high-energy radiation destroys the cancer cells and shrinks the tumors and reduces the dose to the critical normal structures surrounding the tumors. Radiation therapy is used to treat a large number of cancers with minimal side effects. In fact, in many cases, patients can attend the radiation treatment sessions as outpatients over 25 to 30 days. As at our HCG Cancer Center, we have ion linear accelerators that help us to deliver radiation with superior precision, which will help patients recover quickly, ranging from tomotherapy to the advanced CyberKnife-based SBRT and SRS. Before recommending radiation, we will carefully assess your condition to find out if the radiation is the right way to treat your cancer. If yes, we all recommend it, walk you through the procedure, and lastly, make sure to answer all your questions. This way, you'll be sure about this treatment as much as we are. Now, let us see how radiation therapy works against cancer. The high-dose radiation that is delivered to the cancer cells damages their DNA, stops their division, and ultimately causes the cell death, which in turn controls the tumor to the maximum probability. There are two main types of radiation therapy, namely external beam therapy and internal beam, which is also known as brachytherapy. The type of radiation therapy that you may receive depends on many factors, including the type of cancer, the size of the tumor, the tumor's location in the body, how close the tumor is to the normal tissues that are very sensitive to radiation, your general health condition and the past medical history, whether you will have other types of cancer treatments in combination with radiation, other factors such as, you know, the age of the patient and the physical fitness of the patient. Moving on to the types again, external beam radiation therapy, as the name says, means the radiation is delivered from an external source or a machine, which is a linear accelerator. External beam radiotherapy is a localized treatment, which means only a specific part of a body is treated. For example, if you have a tumor in the lung, the radiation will be perfectly delivered to the tumor in the chest area and not to your entire body. Or if you have to treat the head and neck area, if a patient has a tumor in the tongue, we treat the tongue with the draining lymph node. So it can also be used as a loco-regional treatment. Internal radiation therapy or brachytherapy, on the other hand, is the treatment wherein the source of radiation is placed near the tumor inside the body. During this procedure, a radioactive implant, or in other words, a seed, a ribbon, or a capsule that contains radiation, is placed close to the tumor. This implant starts emitting radiation, which starts killing the cancer cell, just as external beam radiotherapy, And this internal radiation therapy is also a very localized conformal modality of treatment. The radiation source will give off radiation only for a certain period of time, and the treatment is considered to be safe. For some patients, it is only the radiation therapy that is required. However, for some patients, you could use a combination of treatments with involvement of other modalities such as surgery, chemotherapy, and the latest to come into the fore is the immunotherapy, wherein we potentiate the body's immune system, and radiation also acts as an immune potentiating treatment strategy. Radiation is often combined with surgery. In early stages, we combine it with surgery. Like, for example, in breast cancers, we combine it with surgery followed by adjuvant radiation if it is in very early stage and if the hormonal factors are positive. But in some cases, like the head and neck tumors, wherein the oropharyngeal tumors are the hypopharyngeal tumors, we tend to combine radiation with chemotherapy. So this multimodality treatment, based on the stage and the site of the disease, we come to a conclusion that, you know, organ preservation is much better, and then we combine with multiple strategies of treatment to give the best outcome to the patient, and in turn we are looking at very good quality of life to the patient, which wasn't possible few decades ago. And radiation therapy acts as the main modality of treatment, either in the curative setting without surgery, and also it can kill the microscopic disease after surgery. So it is very important to correctly stage the tumor, do a proper diagnostic evaluation before we start any kind of treatment. And the most important with any cancer treatment is the first time, the best treatment is the most important strategy. So what are the advantages that come with radiation? Reduce damage to the surrounding healthy tissue with the advancement of linear accelerators, computer technology. We exactly map the tumors using the computer systems available. There is faster recovery of radiation therapy, and it is a non-invasive procedure, so there are no surgical procedures involved in radiation therapy. Shorter treatment sessions, probably around 12 to 13 minutes of treatment every day over a period of time on from Monday to Friday, depending on the stage of the disease and the intent of the treatment strategy. We can give it either in 10 days or we can give it up to 25 to 33 days. No pain or blood loss. Reduce side effects to the surrounding normal structures. It could range from the brain to the pelvis. All the surrounding structures, all the normal structures are very, very important. And we exactly map the normal structures and we tend to not give any radiation to those areas. And the most important thing in cancer is improved quality of life. Having a good quality of life with any cancer modality of treatment is of utmost importance. Most of our patients wonder if radiation therapy is safe for them. Everybody must know that radiation therapy is being used as treatment for cancer for more than 100 years now. Several studies have demonstrated that safety and effectiveness of radiation therapy in cancer care. There has been so much of advancement in the field of radiation in the recent times to make it more safe and effective than it already is. And as a treatment modality, radiation therapy is proven to be immensely beneficial in both curative and symptomatic setting. And that helps in the myth that radiation is not safe. So radiation has a greater benefit than the risks involved. If you found the episode helpful, do share it among your family and friends. And please don't forget to subscribe to our channel. I will soon be back with another interesting episode on radiation therapy. Until then, keep listening, keep sharing, because knowledge shared is knowledge squared. This is Dr. Lohit Reddy signing off. Thank you.
Adding life to years.